in the middle of Lamedtes Amud Aleph, about, 60% of the way down. Amar Rav Zeira, Ki Havinan Bei Rav Huna, Amar Lan, Hani Gar Glidei Delifta, Parminu Prima Rabba Bori Priya Adama, Parminu Prima Zuta, Shakal Yem Bivara. So Rav Zeira says that one time he was in the house of Rav Huna, and Rav Huna told him, Ani's Gar Glidei Delifta, which Rashi says, Rashi Liftos, they are turnip heads. So when you were to cut them up into Prima Rabba, into larger pieces, you would make a Bori Priya Adama on them. However, when you cut them into smaller pieces, Shakal Yem Bivara. Okay. V'chi asan lebei Rav Yehuda Amar Lan idi v'idi bori pri adama v'hai de parminu tvei ki heichi dinamtik taimei. So then he goes over to Rav Yehuda's house. Rav Yehuda says, no, enachinami, the first one is bori pri adama, but the second one is not bori pri adama, even when it's cut up into small pieces. Sorry, the opposite. He says the second one is not shahakol, even when it's cut up into small pieces, it's still going to get a bori pri adama. So he says both gonna get bori pri adama no matter what the size is. Okay. So now between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, there's obviously machlokas. What exactly is this, the means of this machlokas? What exactly are they disagreeing about? So I think we said three different mahalchim in how we're going to unpack this machlokas. So meaning everyone agrees that Prima Rabba is going to be a Bori Pri Adama. So just really kind of going regarding the Prima Zuta. So how are we going to say, why would one shita hold Shaka one? Why would one shita hold that it's going to be Adama? So one shita, we saw the Ra'ah. I think the Nachlas David also said this way, that Rav Huna, he thinks that it, because it loses its tsura, because this prima zuta is going to lose the tsura of the turnip, so therefore it's going to get downgraded to a shahako. And Rav Yehuda would retort that in a chinami it loses its tsura, but it's not a reason why it should get downgraded. It improves in taste, so it's still going to be, you know, ishtani leiluya. It's still going to be, still should retain its bracha v'adama. That was one shlav that we saw. Another one, we saw the Rashba. He said that Rav Huna thought that the tam would get worse. Maybe this is a machlokas in Metzias, that maybe he actually knew the tam got worse, and the other shita would say, no, the tam really gets better, and it could be machlokas in Metzias. Or maybe another way to understand this is that initially he thought that it would get worse, or the fact that it was cut up, he assumed the tam changed, and that must have meant that it got worse, and then comes Rav Yehuda's retort again to say that, no, really, he's just informing Rav Huna that it actually gets better. Fine. Number three, sort of Moshe had a different take on this entirely. He says that everyone agrees to the Metzias over here, that when it gets cut up, like for sure it gets better. However, it would be butler die to Ezekiel Adam in order to cut it, because there's so few people that actually take the time to cut it into this tiny little thing. Meaning, Lemaisa, Prima Rabba is still very good, but if you cut it all the way into Prima Zuta, it's a hassle, it's very annoying to do. It obviously didn't have the same equipment that we have, you know, nowadays, but it would just be annoying to do. So nobody would really do it. So if you were doing that, the butler die to Ezekiel Adam, it would be a shahakol. I don't know, I was just thinking, reading this, that it's not like, personally, thought it was just less mukrach to say that way, because not sure exactly what the taina of Rav Yehuda would be to say dinamtik taimei. Maybe he'd say that, I guess, lemaisa, it's still better, and people would still be okay with doing it. Maybe the machlokas is that Rav Huna thought that it would be about l'dayti yitzchol adam, and Rav Yehuda said no, because it's so good that it really wouldn't be about l'dayti yitzchol adam. Fine. Interesting, halach lemaisa, we come out, just, I guess, because, okay, I'll just say it out, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when you cut it small, it retains its bracha, and he doesn't mention anything legabe, the taste of it, whether it gets better, whether it gets worse. He just says, if you cut it into very small pieces, it retains its bracha. So why exactly is this true? Why does he not say anything about Namtik Taimei? Thought maybe just you could say, similar to Rabbeinu Yonah's third level regarding chavitza, right? When you have an item that's bread and it's cut into tiny, tiny pieces, lemaisa, it's still going to be that item. I don't know if it's a perfect parallel, but just something, I guess, the Sabbath is always in. The Mishnah Berurah there also, he says it's only as long as it doesn't lose its tzura, but I mean, it must mean that the Mishnah Berurah is going like either the Rashba or the Igros Moshe's understanding that it has to do with not lose, meaning the Mice, I guess the Rashba and Igros Moshe are saying that it doesn't really have to do. So the Mishnah Berurah limits it, this case, that it would only get its bracha as long as it doesn't lose its tzura. Meaning, but if it were to lose its tzura, it would get downgraded in the bracha. So that would only get downgraded in the bracha if you held like Rav Huna in the Ra'ah's understanding of the machlokas. Okay, fine. See Vayter in the Gemara. The next case we have in the Gemara, another sort of mini sugya. Again, I guess just should have prefaced with this, but there's essentially three smaller sugyas that we're going to deal with, and then one larger sugya of Betzia of Pas Snuma. Okay, so second of the smaller three sugyas. Amar Rav Ashi, ki havinan be Rav Kahana. When I had been in the house of Rav Kahana, Amar Lani told us Tafshila de Silka de lo mafshi bakimcha bori pri adam. He says that there's this Tafshila. Rashi says Tafshila shel tardin. It's this it's beets. It's an item that's cooked with beets. So this would get a bori pri adam. It doesn't have a lot of flour. De lifta, but a Tafshila of lifta of turnips. We just said before. So de mafshi bakimcha tfei bori minim azonos. This thing would have a lot of kimcha. So this thing would get him his onos. This is in his havmina. I v'hadar amar idi v'idi bori pri adama v'hai deshadi v'kimcha tfei l'dvugi v'ama avdilei. So Rav Kahana, obviously we have to relate this back to the Gemara and Lamed Vav, right, of the Klal of Rav Shmuel. Rav over there speaks about Smida Iker, but we want to understand what Rav's havmina was over there, what it is over here. Obviously there's some relation. But again, Rav Kahana has this havmina that initially he thinks that the Tavshil, the Lifta, is going to be Mizonos. Comes his conclusion, he says that really, it's actually going to be a Bori Pri Adama. Nothing in the Gemara gives away why he would be saying this. So we try to understand, maybe give different Mahalfim as to, you know, kind of understanding back from Lamed Vav, understanding what could have been his Havmina and what changed. What's going on through, what's going on in his head over here. So, Aleph. So maybe he doesn't know about Rav Shmuel. So let's say he doesn't know about Rav Shmuel. Okay, so he doesn't know about this klal, but he just simply realizes that. I mean, initially he thinks that, oh, obviously when I'm only putting in a little bit of flour, so it's ledevek. It's never going to be, you know, can never be an ikar in and of itself. It's just ledevek. But then he thought that no. Maybe it's when there's a ton of flour in it, maybe whatever percentage you want to say, even though it's not coming lisso, or even though it's not coming for whatever other reason. So maybe this is also still going to make him mizonos regardless. Kamashmalan, no, he realizes that. I guess through whatever mode that really comes the maskana that really this is just the maisa ledevek, and really even things that are coming for dibuk, so they'll only get the bari pri adama, and they're not going to just automatically progress to mizonos. I mean, you could say the same thing even if he knows the klal, right? He knows the klal of Rav and Shmuel, but he just can't see it being outside of the klal with so much flour. Like he needs, you see, like you have the klal of Rav and Shmuel. It says, "Kol sheyo mechamish haminin," is going to be mizono. So he says, "Okay, there's a ton over here. There's no way ledevek, meaning maybe even knows ledevek, but there's no way that there's so much that's going to be ledevek." Kamashman, he realizes ledevek is just really just is able to circumvent the klal of Rav and Shmuel. Okay, fine. Okay. I guess let's go sugya number three. This is a little bit bigger, fine, but sugya mishlakos. Okay, well, I guess first, let's see this interesting note from Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda, tavshil shel tardin yafid the levi tovli naim the kol shekem levnei meiim. Okay, Rav Chisda says this tavshil of beets actually it's good for your heart, it's good for your eyes, and all the more so for your intestinal tract, I guess. I'm not sure where the kol shekein is. If anyone has any ideas, let me know. And, okay, fine. Abaye qualified. Says, "V'hu the yosiv abe tfei v'abe toch toch." It's only true when it's sitting on the ledge of the kos and or the pot, and it's making this whistling noise that Rebbe showed us. Yeah. Okay. There's also, I mean, another Gemara, just tangentially. There's another Gemara later on about aspargus, I believe, that talks about has the same qualities. So I'm just curious about the relation of tashi sheltard to aspargus. They're obviously not the same ingredients because one is shechar or wine and one of them is this, but just the relation, maybe cousins. So fine. Weiter. Now let's see meshlakos. Amar Rav Papa. Pshitali ma'ida silka ke silka, umayda lifta ke lifta, umayda kulushalki ke kulushalki. Rav Papa says, it's very obvious, that the water that was used to boil silka, the water that was used to boil lifta, and the water that was used to boil all vegetables would be like those respective vegetables. Okay. What does that mean? See Rashi. Rashi says, kisilka, What does that mean? Le'inyin bracha. It is le'inyin bracha. So le'inyin bracha, these things, Rashi's telling us that they are going to be similar to their physical, I guess their achila counterparts. Okay. Okay, let's see Tosos over here, because Tosos is really going to lead us into the entire sugya. Okay. Maya de silka kisilka, says Tosos, mevarchin aleha bori priyadama. Tosos says, you would make, obviously, right, the bori priyadama, because if silka lift a kulushalki, they would be adama, so too the water would be. Afal pi she'en ba'ela mayim v'ta'am ha'yirakos. Mevarech aleim kasher yivarech al yirakos. Tosos says that you'd make, ki'ilu you're making on the yerek itself. You'd make the adama, and so what's the obvious question? Tosas is gonna leave us wondering. Afa gav darmina la'el deme peros zeya ba'alma. Who, even though me peros is really just zeya ba'alma that we said a couple daf ago, just one daf ago, but so he says, and that's gonna be shahakol because it's just zeya ba'alma yesh lechalik. So Tosas says yesh lechalik. So there's an obvious difference. Clearly, Tosas is saying, I mean, that there's a difference between Zeba Alma and Meish Lakos. So what exactly is this difference? So we went through a lot of different Mahalchim. Okay, let's start with, I guess, the two that were really on Tosos more, that were trying to figure out what Pshat was within Tosos, Yesh L'chalik. So number one, the Pnei Yoshua. So he is, again, answering for Tosos. He says, the most simple thing that Tosos could be talking about is that when the fruit is there, aka when you have mei shlakos and the shlakos are there with the water, so then it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the same bracha, but the fruit, when you juice the fruit, when you have zeib amad, so the fruit is gone. So meaning, what's he trying to say? That it's like an extension. The mei shlakos is really like an extension of the shlakos while they're there. Fine. Then the rush. Wanted to say that, I mean, this isn't the most obvious thing you could have said. So he takes it, I guess, even more, it's more obviously, it's relative, but he says, this is really what Tosos means, that when you're mevashel, so when you're mevashel that item, so it tastes very similar to the taste of the pri itself, and therefore would retain its bracha. But when you're sochet the pri, when you're sochet, I guess, the actual fruit, so it's different enough, the taste of the fruit, of the taste of the juice, is going to be different enough than that of the fruit. So exactly what does this mean? Meaning, I think we said over in Shir that maybe you could understand the flavor is even stronger. Meaning the physical flavor is stronger, right? Of the juice, of the apple juice, the orange juice per se, but it doesn't taste as close to the actual fruit itself as does the maypeiros. And you boil this pre, so it's gonna, you know, leave that exact impression in the water, even though maybe not as strong. You can obviously think of it as like a seltzer. You can still taste the flavor of something, but it's not as strong versus a, obviously it's not seltzer, but point being that makes sense to say that, you know, the flavor is not as strong, but still tastes more similar. Fine. So that's what the Rosh is saying. Okay. Though he does say, interesting to know, that he says it's efsher by if you were to boil the fruit, meaning where you would get the, if you were to juice an orange, so it would be shahakol, because zeiba amma. But if you were to boil the orange, so he says it's efsher that it would get a bori priyat, and we weren't not so sure why that would be true, why it's an efsher. It seems like his whole klal is based on schita versus bishel. So if you were to be mevasha, it would be this bracha. If you sochet, it would be this bracha. Not totally sure why he says but efsher there. We gave a couple answers, but fine, leave it at that for now. Again, none of them are like super mochrach. Fine. The Rashba. Rashi focuses very much on the derech to eat something. So he says, if you normally, and this could lead into nachaminos with the rush, but we'll see in a second. So Rashi says, if you normally eat that item when it's shaluk, so that water will also be that bracha. So for example, you normally would eat, let's say karva silka vakara. You would normally eat it when it's boiled. So the water of those items would also be adama. Okay, versus. You wouldn't versus per se an orange. You wouldn't necessarily boil an orange. So if you were to, I guess, juice that orange, so that would be why it would be shakel. Okay. So obviously leads us into different nafkaminos with the rush, because the rush is saying that it's a din in Bishol versus Sofit, whereas the Rashba says it's a din in Derech Achila versus Lo Kederech Achila. So let's say you had something that was the Derech to be Sofit, right? It was the Derech to be Sofit. So now, according to the Rashba, if it was the Derech to be Sofit, I mean, L'chora, then it should retain that same bracha. But according to the Rush, L'chora, it wouldn't retain its bracha because it's din in Skita versus Bishol. That's one Nachmina. I mean, potentially a second Nachmina, but it's also not necessarily true. It would be the opposite, right? If you had, you know, things in Nachmina. Okay, fine. So we'll leave it. So the fourth approach is the... It's probably not, but... Mordechai is the fourth approach that we saw.
That's the reason why I wouldn't use Nachmina.
So I guess we'll just say it out. We'll say it out. So let's say you would have something that would be... What would be the inverse? What's the case? It's Bishol, but not the Derech. Right, so, yeah, so the Rashba, well, so if it's not the Derech to be, right, okay, so here's an here's why it wouldn't be such an Afghan. According to the Rush, it's a din in Bishol versus Fita, but it's...
So you'd say
Adama.
Yeah, theoretically.
Theoretically, he would say Adama. And the Rashi would say, since it's not the derech, to boil it, to cook it, so it would get shahakol. We said it's only true under the pretenses that, meaning the reason why it's probably not the derech to boil it is because it's shani legreyesa. And if it's a shani legreyesa, then it would get a shahakol regardless. Right. Right. So if you think about it, let's say you take tumi vikarti, right? So if you have tumi and you boil tumi, what bracha do you make after? Shahakol. Yeah? At least according to Chisim this Gemara. So you make shahakol. So what would the Maya of Tumi Vakarti be? Bishakal, because it's Ketumi or Kulashaki. Yeah? I guess you could say there is this very, you know, there is an Afkamina, which would be something that's not the Derech, but would even get upgraded. How could that be possible? Because we just saw previously that there is something that people would do, okay, at least according to the Rav Moshe, that there's something that would make it better in theory, but just people don't do it. So, meaning Rav Moshe said earlier on the previous sugi about Parmina Prima Zuta, that it could be that you could cut it up small and it would be non-tiktame, right? It's just that nobody does that. So it could be that you have something that's not the derech and yet still gets better. So in theory, you could have an afkamina. That's why I wanted to say it as an afkamina. It's not really an afkamina. So you have that back and forth. Yeah? Make sense? Okay. Fine. Another understanding, which is really, I mean, so a lot of these shittas overlap, obviously, but the Mordechai is really kind of by himself in that he just defines mei shlakos as a dip or as an achila, right? So if it's an achila, so he, again, why would just because it's an achila make it a keep it in its bracha, right? Like just because, meaning I understand, what? I understand that it would be an achila. I mean, I can understand if you want to say it's a dib, therefore it's an achila. Why would, because it's an achila, make it retain its bracha? You said maybe it could be similar to the shtia equals shahakol type board, that, right? That maybe the Mordechai is latching on to, I guess, the previous sugyos by shtisa, and shtia is shahakol. So if it were to be like zeiva alma, like the fruit, like the juice of the fruit, so then that would be shahakol, because that would be shtia. But meishlagos, which is really just a dip, lemaisa, so that's going to be an achila, and therefore it's going to be, retain its bracha of bori pri adama. Then he says viter about something legabe ishtani. I didn't really understand why it made so much sense to say that here, because he already had proven out that it's whatever shtia versus achila. Anyways, fine. Rabbeinu Yonah also says very similar to Mordechai, but begins in a different place. Begins by ishtani, then realizes doesn't really make as much sense, so he has to pivot back all the way back into Michael versus Shtia, but he says a little bit differently. He doesn't say that it's like a Michael Gomor, he just says like Lo Yatsami Toras Ochel, I think. Lashon like that. That it's like it just hasn't left Toras Ochel, it hasn't been converted into a liquid yet, or hasn't been converted into a Shtia yet. Fine. And then the last Shita was the Ra'ah, and I guess also the Ritva, that they just read the Gemara completely differently. That they understand that the water by itself, like Bivadai, would get a shahakol. That's like 100%, that's for sure. The water alone would get a shahakol. Like, if you were to take a strainer and strain the water through and you were to just drink it, or even, I guess, eat it, lakota, that it would get a shahakal. But the Gemara is asking that when you have these two together, so is this like, is the bracha of Borei Pri Adama going to cover everything in this mixture? Right? So, I guess, if we have two different ways really to understand how the Ritva and the Ra'ar are saying this. Number one, it's just a dinin ikar v'tafel, right? That if you have the ikar being the Borei Pri Adama, that vegetable, and the tafel being the water. So could the Gemara is asking, can you have the Borei Pri Adama pater the water when you make it on, even if you were to, right? Even if you were to eat it without that vegetable, like, could it still pater that water? Fine, that was one way to say it. Another one was this word of kigufahu, that right? Like when they're together, so it's ki'ilu, they're one. It's not really a dinin ikar v'tafel, because ikar v'tafel is only when you have a taroves, right? So here we're saying that maybe it's just not a taroves, it's just kigufahu. It's just like, it leaked out of the vegetable, let's just say.
How's that possible? That's like a huge connection.
Kigufayu.
Yeah. Water and vegetable are like different items.
Right. You're saying at this point in time, they're like different vegetables. They're different items. Yeah.
Different,
I mean, you can strain one and get to the other, so like...
Kigufayu, I understand. That's possible. It's a Mishnah.
Yeah.
I hear.
I don't know what's a good way to say it. Say the gofapri, meaning just like you have... It's not really a great way to say it, because it's obviously different, you'll understand. But like an orange, obviously it's orange juice in it. You know what I'm saying? So like, in a chanami, it's just the pepper juice out of it. Not a clear word, but something to say. Okay, I'll just finish the Gemara over here about Sheves, and we'll go into Pasnuma. Okay. So then, by Rav Papa is wondering, he says, "Maya the shift of my, the water, though, that you would make, what bracha would you make on Maya the shift? The shift, though, he said, is dill," Rashi explains. Rabbi opened to the back of the Gemara and somehow found dill. Didn't really know where he found that, but Rashi says, anit, right? Where is this? The shift, the yerek, shenos, the ma'at, the kedero, lematik, ba'alma, just to sweeten or to flavor, velo la'achla, but you never actually eat the dill. It says, anit, balazin. Okay? Okay. So what bracha would you make? Limituke taima avdi? Is it coming to be just to add flavor? Oh, lavure zuama avdi lo. Or is it just coming to remove that poor flavor? Remove, I guess, dirt. Just remove bad flavor from whatever dish it's entering. So tashma. Hasheves mishanos the tam kedira. As soon as it gives tam into the kedira, okay, obviously it's telling me it's mishanos the tam. Ein ba mishim churma av ina mitam betomas ochlin. Shma mina limituke taima avdi lo. Shma Amina. Okay, so it comes out that the Sheves, it's like Ke'etz Ba'alma, Rashi says, after the flavor has been taken from it, and it's really just the Metuke Taima. So, Lechori, you would make a Borei Pri Adama on that water. Yeah? But it was just a little difficult, because if we wanted to say out, I mean, I didn't write this down, but just thinking out again, remembering what we said then, that if you're saying it's Maya, so meaning if it's like the shalki, so the shalki is at this point in time is what? It's Eitz Ba'alma, so you probably wouldn't even make any bracha on it, lechora. So now making a bracha on the Maya de Shifta, you make Adama, is a little bit difficult. So I don't remember, I think maybe Jared showed me, somebody who said a vort that it's really very much connected, they're very much connected, that really this Eitz is inherently part of the mayim at this point in time. So in a chanami, maybe the eighth portion of that item you wouldn't make the bracha on, but the whole rest of the dill is meaning the dill is still really in the water now.
It's good for the diet that it's just left in Eitz Ba'alma
because everything else is still in the water. So this is so much so kishalki. I mean, the shalki is in the water. Okay, good. It left the eighth behind because everything is still in the water. Okay, good. Good. Okay, now let's see Vayter. Let's see this case of Pasnuma. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Pas Numa Beka'ara Mevarchin Alei Hamotzi. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says Pas Numa Beka'ara, you make a Hamotzi. Okay. Pasha Pshat, telling you the bracha you make on it. Okay. Keep reading. Upliga de Rabbi Chiya, the Amar Rabbi Chiya, Sarech Shetechale Bracha Ima Pas. Okay. Rabbi Chiya then says you need to finish the bracha with the cutting of the pas. Okay. We're going to read the Gemara Actually, let's see Rashi first. Let's see Rashi before we see Rava. Okay. So right now we have a machlokes. Apparently, you pliga the Rabbi Chiya, right? The Gemara is telling you us we have machlokes. The machlokes in Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi and Rabbi Chiya. So let's see the Rashi over here to maybe help us understand what the machlokes is. If not, we'll go into other Rishonim. Okay. Pasnuma. Rashi says, oh, I guess first and foremost, you should probably understand what Pasnuma is, yeah? So Pasnuma, number one, Rashi says, Yevesha, it's dried out bread, Shinasne Bikar, you put in a bowl or a plate, Lishros, to soak, V'chein, Snumos Dakos, and so too, they are very thin, or very finely cut Snumos, very finely cut pieces of bread. Okay, so that's one understanding of what Pasnuma is. Okay, and he obviously says it's Hamotzi. The Ramban, also, Ala Torah, understands, I'm just forgetting what part is Miketz. What part is it?
Miketz, yeah.
It is, right? Okay, yeah. So the Ramban says that it's really just, it's like kind of like croutons with soup poured on top, and we'll see later on, believe there's other shitos. Oh, no. Well, you see right here, the Elarina Chanana also says it's also, again, the same as the Ramban. It's that there's these croutons with soup that's poured on top. Again, there's going to be more shittos that say similar. And it must retain its teresa denama. That is, right, we saw Ravina Yonah's second cloud by Chavitza, that when something is stuck together by dvash, milk, marak, whatever that is, so it needs to also retain its teresa denama in order to retain its hamotzi. So point being that all these shittos obviously need to say whatever pasnuma b'kaira is, like, It seems, we'll see a shita later on that doesn't say like this, but it seems that everyone agrees here that it's really going to be a hamotzi, that pas snuma bekara is really going to be hamotzi. So it must be that, or at least according to Rav Chiya bar Ashi, right, everyone's going to have to say that there is a tzad to say that this is going to be hamotzi. Okay, fine. So what exactly is going on in the case? What exactly is the machlokas here? What exactly is the metzias of the case? Okay, let's see Tosos at the bottom. Tosos, pas snuma bekara mevarchin ala hamotzi lachemina ara to pliga der bichia. Okay, Tosis wonders. V'im tomar hechi mari. What is the case over here? Im yesh shlema lefanav. If there is a shlema lefanav as well, right? Tosis is saying, what if there are two things over here? Harmina besamuch to kuli ama shlema ad. If everyone agrees on the next amud, right? We saw pesisim v'shlemim. That everyone agrees there. That if you had if you had pesisim v'shlemim, you'd make on the shlema first. So Tosis is saying, okay, the case is definitely not a case over here where you have a shalim and pas snuma. Okay, that's not the case. Tosis says, laka el tznuma, and if you only have the tznuma here, hechi palag ala Reb Chiya. So what is Reb Chiya arguing over here? Like, that you don't make hamotzi? What exactly is Reb Chiya even arguing? What is Reb Chiya, what are those words that Reb Chiya would be saying? Tosis rather reverts to his first opinion. Finish the second half of the first. Ha maskinan la'el, pirur and alpha pisha ain bahin kezayas, mivarchin alayam ha'otzi, ha'oil ve'esbehu teresa denama. Tosa says, everyone agrees earlier that if you had pirurin, so even if they're not a kezayas, so if they have teresa denama, so they're going to retain their bracha of ha'otzi. So clear, Tosa is holding that it has teresa denama here. It's just agav. Tosa says, v'yish lomar, kigon di ikash lemi lefanov, u'batza minatsnuma, or the rotza lefzoa minatsnuma, right? The Tosa concludes, the case must be what? Where you have a shalim and you have the pasnuma, and you're trying to understand, there's a machlokes over here about kadimus bebracha, trying to understand which bracha you make on first, or which item you make the hamotzi on first, and then pop to the other one. Rav Chiya bar Ashi, it doesn't explain out the machlokes. Rav Chiya bar Ashi, savar, dehavi kimo shlema. It's ki'ilu, it is the shlema. Me'achar shehi chaviva mevarich aleha. And since the fact that it's chaviv, you can now make a bracha on it. So what's Tosa saying? Sounds like in Tosis he's saying you can make a bracha on either one. It's kimo the shlema. It's ki'ili, you have two shlemos in front of you, right? He's saying you have a chaviv and you have a shalim, but chav is really a shalim because of that. Somebody asked a question yesterday. How could this make sense? We saw later on Tosos has a whole hierarchy about kadimus b'bracha, right? Tosos next summer, this whole hierarchy about, you know, and it clearly very much says that shalim is going to take priority to chaviv. Yeah? So what's Tosa saying here? That chaviv can now be the same as shalim. So, heard an answer. that I heard an answer that maybe you could say, when you have all of the pieces, so and it's chaviv, so it's ki'ilu, you have a shalim there, meaning if it's chaviv, plus you have all the pieces there, so you have the bread inherently is shalim. And maybe you could even do betzia on this shalim. But when you only have half of a loaf, potentially, so meaning the chaviv is fine, but you definitely won't have a shalim at any point because there's no chance that this chaviv could be shalim, right? But if you have a chaviv that has all the pieces here, so it could be like a chaviv shalim. That makes sense? I don't know. If it doesn't make sense, call
it out. You're not eating the shalim. You're only eating the tzuma. So it's not like you're choosing which goes first. You're choosing one over the other. Like, the entirety. You said, like, later on, we said that it might be a possibility that it's not necessarily one before the other, but one over the other.
So it's also saying that you're only making on one of these?
Only on the tzuma. Saying you, maybe the hierarchy is only for when you're choosing which one's first. But if you're only having one of them, maybe it doesn't apply.
So you're saying Tosus over here, in conclusion, is saying you only wanted.
Only having, so you have two.
You only have the tzuma. Oh, it's actually really nice. Very gishmak. Because we had a separate question. Why does Tosus initially divert? Yeah. Yeah. Wait, whoa. No, I didn't. I didn't say this. I said this? Wait, that's maybe why I think it's so gishmak. Wait, I don't even remember saying this, but it works so... Oh, that's why it works so well over here. Yeah, this is. Okay, it works so well over here because we had a separate question. What changes in Tosas Havmin? Tosas Havmin is initially saying what? That... Kulei Alma say later on that you make on the Shalim first. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the Tosas comes, the Maskana, and says, oh, no, really, you make in the Chavit first. You could even make in the Chavit first. So what changes in Tosas... What changes in Tosas? Initially, he thought what? Then he came to a conclusion that really you could even say this. So maybe to say that... In the Havamina, Tosas thought you wanted both. So Tosas thought when you wanted both, so then you'd have to make on the Shalim. Comes Tosas, no, really, you only wanted the Chaviv, and that's why you could even make. That's why you could even make on the Chaviv or the Shalim. Nice, good mouth. Gonna have to write down then. Okay, fine. So let's see the Hamshech and Tosas. Rabbi Chia, severe lace. What's Rabbi Chia's upliga to Rabbi Chia? What does he say? Tzara shedachal bracha ima pas. That really, you need to finish the bracha at the same time as you're cutting. V'im kain, but inan shedachal habracha im betzias apas. So Rabbi Chia is saying what? If that's true, you need to do it. You need to finish the bracha with the betzia, v'kevan shebetzua kodem, and since you've already done betzia ki'ilu, lachin shlema adif, you've already done one betzia, so therefore the shlema is going to be adif, since you've already done a betzia. Aval ilaka shlema, but if there was no shlema, meaning kulei alma would agree that the bracha on pasnuma, right, shlema, shemoda shivarecha lapirurim hamotzi lachim min ha'aretz, that really everyone would agree that you would make the bracha of hamotzi if you just had, right, if you just had pasnuma bakara and sitting in front of you, everyone would agree, you would make that bracha. So what comes out of Tosos? Clearly we see Tosos is holding the mitzvahs of the case is you have a shalim and you have a pasnuma, and the machlokas is about kadimas v'bracha. Because everyone agrees that you make hamotzi. Fine. The Rashba gave this approach, but he says lemaisa, like, it just doesn't say those words in our Gemara. Like, it doesn't say, right, the Lashon of Rechiv Rashi is pasnuma bakara v'bracha nalav hamotzi. It doesn't say over the shalim. It doesn't say, it just says you make hamotzi. So just looking at Pasha Pshat at the Gemara, like, it just doesn't, it's not so mistaber to say those words. So rather, he offers another Pshat, which also the Ra'a says, in that really, that the tznumos are on the plate, right? It says pasnu v'ka'ara, which is mashma what? Other food on the table. There's other gedolos, there's gedolim on the table. There's pasnuma is in the ka'ara, but you could be mashma from that. Again, I mean, it's not mochach, obviously, it doesn't say that, but again, just easier, a little easier to hear. That's why Dafka says bika'ara, right? So Rabbi Chia, what does he say in his retort? He says that he thinks that you can simply just not make bitsia on snuma, and you have to finish with the bitsia. Meaning, he says, lemaisa, there's no such thing as bitsia on pasnuma. So the very simple response is that you're trying to say that, oh, pasnuma bakara should come first. He says, well, can't really come first because you have to do betziah. So what comes out also, even I guess from the Rashba, that and the Ra'ah, really the Ra'ah said this more very clearly, that not you probably can't make, I mean, it's holding not like no those things seemingly you could do betziah in very small pieces, but l'chora you couldn't, that wouldn't be true by the Ra'ah, by the second answer in the Rashba. Just one chiluk. Yeah? Make sense? Okay. Fine, just finish up. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just a couple more shitos, and then we'll see Tosin and the other Amud, and then fine. The Rush has also the first shita we saw with only one loaf that we're dealing with here. He wants to understand if you can beat so name first, if I can cut up the bread first, meaning lechat hila, can I cut first? Can I cut pass me bakara? And then meaning I'm doing al das livarich, like so can I take the loaf of bread that I have in front of me? Can I cut up into pasnuma, or however you want to make the pasnuma? Can I do that? And can I be mevarich? Like is that allowed lechachila? So comes Rav Chiya bar Ashi. Yeah, of course. Comes Rav Chiya. No, for sure not. You have to finish it. You finish the bracha at the time of betziah, and then Rava, which we haven't seen yet, but we obviously know. So he would say, no, you obviously can't. You can't do any of that. You have to first finish the bracha, and then only can you cut. Fine. I mean, it's not. You can understand it's not mukrach to say like this either in the words of the Gemara. As again, it's not super clear that it's asking about lichatila about that case. Fine. Rabbi Yonah, he has a case of shalim and etznuma. He's a little bit of like a hybrid between a couple of the shitos, but he says that once you were, meaning it sounds like b'di'eved, like once it was already tzonim with das to be mevarich, like the Rosh was just talking about, but it's already been done, so b'di'eved cannot, not b'di'eved, I mean l'chatchila at this point, can I make out the pasim b'kara first, right? I have one shalim, I really have two shalim, let's just say it like this, I have two shalim in front of me, I cut up one of them, and now I have a shalim and a tznuma in front of me, right? So now, since I had das mevarich on this tzonim, so now can I do this lechatila at this point? Kirbashi says yes, Rav Chiya says no. Fine. Then we saw the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, the final one shita, really two shitos. But so the Baal HaMor says that the case in general of what pasas numa bakara is, it's a case where you have pachas mikizayis and there's no terisa dinama. So there's no pachas mikizayis and no terisa dinama. And there's hot water being poured on it, so how in the world could this still retain its bracha lamotzi? Comes with this massive chiddush of Alamor, he says, you want to know why? Because the fact that it's from a kaira, or I guess whatever he's using on there, is coming from a klisheni. So klisheni, we know, in a mevasha. So from that fact, he says that this case would still be, like, I guess, even so much so, like the third tier of Rabbeinu Yonah, which even when it's cut up so, so small, it would still retain its bracha lamotzi. And what the machlokas in the Gemara would read, that one shita says that you make hamotzi, right? Pasim bakar, you would make hamotzi. And Rav Chiya would respond that you don't make hamotzi. You don't even make hamotzi. This is like the cleanest read in the Gemara. Just push up shot in the words of the Gemara. The Baal HaMor, and even the Ramban offers this approach. We'll see, he wipes it off the table, but he offers this approach that this is the cleanest read in the Gemara. It says, you make a hamotzi. Comes Rav Chiya, you don't make a hamotzi. Because why? You can't be motzeya on something that's been mevashel kilu, because obviously klisheni in a mevashel, but it's been mevushel in a klisheni. Fine. The Ramban, if you want to see all of the rejections, look at the Ramban, but just to bring a couple, he doesn't like this approach at all, even though he offers it initially, then comes to reject it. But just two that I thought just worth mentioning, they're all worth mentioning, obviously, but just two that are the most... thought the strongest, that Rav Chiya, right over here, who says that you don't make a hamotzi, would obviously have argued by chavitza that you also don't make hamotzi, right? We spoke out about chavitza, you make hamotzi, right? So Rav Chiya would have come in, jumped in, and said, you don't make a hamotzi. Why doesn't he jump in over there? That's maybe number one. And number two, Rava gives his haskama over there that you would make a hamotzi, right? Rava over here says that you need to be mevarich first and then be boteya. So clearly you wouldn't, according to this understanding, you wouldn't even be able to make hamotzi over there. Rav over there, so you do. Okay, be obviously a stira within Rav. Okay, atitosos on the next. I guess it's read Rav obviously first. Maskif la Rav. Rav is lechora arguing on both of them. Rav Chiya for sure. Maishna tsnuma de law. He says, wait a minute, Rav Chiya. What's the reason why tsnuma doesn't get the bracha, or what's the reason why tsnuma is not good? What's the reason why tsnuma would be incorrect to make it first, or however you understand. Because when you're finishing the bracha, the prusa has already been cut. That's the reason why it's bad. So, alapas nami kika gamra, aprusa gamra. But if you're saying like you, Rebchia, so if you're cutting and you finish the first pitsia at the time of the bracha, so you have the same exact problem. So comes Rava and says, Alama Rava, mevarech achach botseya. He said, Nardai avdi ki Rebchia, barabanan avdi ki Rava. Finish Gemara, Amar Ravina, Amar li aim. Avuch avid ki Rebchia. The halacha is, you can finish the bracha, and then we're botzei. Okay, let's see Tosos here. Tosos, perush. Tosos ve'hilchos ha'kirava, the mevarich v'achach botzei. Okay, Tosos, and then we'll finish with this Tosos. Okay. Perush. Shelo yafrish ha'prusa minapas ad achar ha'bracha. Tosos explains, what's Shitas Rava? You don't separate the piece from the pas until after the bracha is finished. Okay, Tosus seemingly chitoch. When does that happen? Fine, we'll see. The yesh shenoyin levarich birkas hamotzi kodim sheyachtoch. There are those who make the bracha even before they cut. Kadesh deha pas shlema b'shas bracha. So that what? At the time of the bracha, the pas is completely shalim. I guess it's 100% certain that it will be shalim. Tosus says ve'en aminad nachon lasos. Dahavi hasach adas bein habracha le'achila. Tosus says, not a good minhag. Why? Because the cutting itself, the chitach, would be a hezachadas. Obviously, right? If you make the bracha and then you cut, so hezachadas. What does Tosos say? You cut first, hold it together, you'll still have your ma'ala of shalim, and without the hezachadas. Umihu, Tosos says, on Shabbos, b'Shabbos, nachon lahachmir. It's good to be machmir, ulevarech kodim shiachtoch, shilok tishami, yadu livtoa kodim, shetachale habracha. Why? Sha'az li yalecha mishnah. What does Tosos explain? On Shabbos, though, you maybe don't have this concern of hezachadas. Why not? Zechiv lechem mishnah. We have a problem. Maybe your hand will slip, and or something will happen that you're not going to be holding on to the entire loaf. You're not going to have a shalim. So what's pshat? I don't understand. We just said it's a hasachadas. It's a hefsek if you do it during the week, but if you do it on Shabbos, so now what? There's no hefsek. There's no hasachadas anymore. So achronim, I'll ask the gra pnei Yeshua rishon, but and the bach. I don't understand. Same, right, that kasha, if it's a hasagadas during the week, so that's why we do chitach kodem, so why is it not a hasagadas on Shabbos, or why would Lecha Mishnah maybe override that? So they come out, really, kind of understand that it's not necessarily a hefsek, it's really just what? It's vidyeved, meaning you don't want to have the chitach after. So if you can avoid it during the week, when shalim is a maila, but not li'ikuva by any means, Lecha Mishnah is probably not li'ikuva, obviously, but there's a much stronger maila of Lecha Mishnah. So on Shabbos, when we can swallow that hasechadas b'di'evit, so we'll swallow that hasechadas. But during the week when there's shalim, so we'll swallow the maila of shalim per se. Okay. So a second answer quoted in Aaron's notes that maybe dafka this is hasechadas on a regular weekday, but on Shabbos it's not hasechadas. Why? On Shabbos when Lecha Mishnah is such a strong maila. So then, when you cut, you know, the fact that Lecha Mishnah is such a strong maila, so cutting is a means to get to, by not cutting before the bracha, it's a means to getting to Lecha Mishnah, right? So just like we had Tol Bruch, and just like we had Hava Melach, right, in the next Amud we'll see. So those things are Letzorech Bracha. So too, this Chitoch is Letzorech Bracha. I think it was the quote in the name, the Midah Beinonis. Could be wrong. Okay, anyways, with Perak Shlosha Sha'achlu, later on, Maskinon Dibainon Achitachala Amin with Yaonin Shla Yibata Kodim. Tosis is bringing other dinim. So we conclude over there that even on top of that, like we said later on, that everyone has to finish their Amin even before you can be Boteya. So, meaning, Chori, you have to wait to separate, obviously, if you know, wait until everyone finishes their Amin. There are those that bring a raya from the fact that you need to finish the bracha before you are botzeya. How is this a raya? Marshall give an answer. I think there's another answer. I'm not going into it now. And that means, or which is, that if you were poreis kodem abracha, shemetipel aprusa miyado, v'lo yuchal le'echol prusa acheres, shi'ibatza below bracha. So Tosafot says that if you were to break it off prior to the bracha, so maybe that prusa is going to fall from your hand. You're not going to be able to eat that another prusa. Right? If it falls out of your hand, you only made the bracha on this prusa. Just very practically, like we know, we saw that if you make the bracha on this prusa, it falls out of your hand. So if you make a whole other bracha, the bracha levatala. So elish achlach so levarich. If you make another bracha, elish kam bracha levatala. You're not bracha levatala. Aval im hayat tzarich levarich al kol hapas. If you make a bracha on the entire pas, val yuchol lifros called him a bracha, and you didn't cut prior to the bracha as in tibul prusa. So now the bracha, if the prusa falls, ain levarich al prusa acheres. You don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to make another bracha. V'yiftor bracha rishonu your putter on the entire thing because the bracha was really just chal on that entire loaf. Tov. Shkoyach.